Robin Leg never made it out of bed. Shoo, 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 fly, don't you bother me. And I was wishing to myself it was only a dream, till I heard that little fly buzz and let my ice cream. Shoo, 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 fly, don't bother me. I got bit by a green-haired fly. Shoo, 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 fly, don't you bother me. Well, I cut my losses and I'll choose my poison. Rather have a broken heart than to hear that fly buzz. Shoo, 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 fly, don't you bother me.
Saying you should give your children gin, but you do put it on the on your skin before you go out.
The old gin on the
skin. The old gin on the skin trick. It's supposed to deter them from grabbing you.
Well, it's a good disinfectant, and, you know, and then after you've bitten you, it seems to help. So let's see. Okay, we're going to have the first of our special guests. Out. You have a number of fabulous younger fiddle players, younger than me anyway. Of course, almost everybody's younger than me at this point, but that kind of works out, actually. So we'd like to bring out a great fiddle player and a great singer who probably many of you have been are familiar with, Molly Tuttle of the Tuttle family. Who's gonna help sing some of this stuff. She's gonna use this microphone. She just found that out. And, so I'm gonna adjust this a little bit. And we're also asking Emily Mann to come out and play some fiddle with us. We're part of the string section. So, written by Sharon, and it tells a story, a true story about one of her family members, and yeah, that's kind of a big subject in this tour. Is family. We've got some family members right here on this. How many people are members of a family? Right, but there are definitely.
there are some connections here that somehow we'll make them as we go. How about that?
Yeah, this song I wrote, it's the story of my grandfather's life, and he was from Western Kentucky and was orphaned as a young boy. And the song is pretty much the story as I remember him telling it to me. And he was sent out walking as a little boy to find a home. And at that time in Western Kentucky, where he was from, it was a pretty poor area of Kentucky. So his family members couldn't afford to take him in. So he had to keep walking until he found some family that had a farm. And if he would work the farm, they would take him in. So it has a happy ending. He's a wonderful man. His name was Ernest Walker, and the song is called Walker.